George Bush and Russia are falling out again, this time over Ukraine and Georgia. The US president pressing for the two ex-Soviet states to be allowed to join NATO. That's being met with resistance from Moscow and scepticism from European members. All this before the NATO summit in Bucharest has even begun. Richard Norton Taylor is our security affairs editor.
Putin's going to play it, I think, quite a sophisticated way. There is an argument about missile defence and whether the Americans want the Czechs to have a big new radar and the Poles to have interceptors. And the Russians say that it's far too close to our border and it could threaten us, and of course, actually it couldn't. But they're making an issue of it. I don't blame them necessarily. More interesting, I think, is the whole of the kind of centre of gravity this weekend, or the coming days, I should say, up to the weekend, of NATO. The transatlantic alliance will shift to the kind of east, really, because the summit conference is in Bucharest, the capital of Romania, a Black Sea country, now a NATO country. Three sort of Adriatic countries are going to join NATO almost certainly, or be invited to join NATO. That's Croatia, Albania, and Macedonia. And then, of course, there's what the Americans say and what Ukraine and Georgia want, and that is to also to be invited sometime to be a member of NATO. Ukraine and Georgia on the Russian borders, the Russians are feeling, not surprisingly, in my view, sort of a bit, if not generally nervous, peeved by the whole thing.
Might Putin change the tone of his speech or even not turn up at all if Georgia and Ukraine are put on the path to joining the alliance?
Well, I'd be surprised if Putin didn't say something pretty strong if the Ukraine and Georgia were given, you know, a tremendous welcome and invitation to join, you know, pretty soon. I don't think that will happen, actually. Germany and other countries, France too, in a certain sense, Britain, are concerned about, not only about the concern about the Russian reaction to Ukraine, sort of lapping on Russia's shore, if you like, in the middle of the, on that sort of western front of Russia, but also Georgia bordering Russia with democratic problems of their own, indeed. And that's what I think NATO will in the end agree. They'll say, OK, maybe one day these countries can join, but don't push it now. Partly for legitimate reasons, actually. Ukraine is, I mean, majority of Ukrainians are, I think, against it, just about, in opinion polls, and also half, more or less, not quite half, actually, but a significant amount of the Ukrainian population is Russian. And there's a bit of demonstrations in Ukraine against Russian membership. Georgia's got other problems, both democratic sort of stability, but also pockets in Georgia, which are pretty sort of insecure. So I think Putin will be able to calm down a bit on that front.
Richard Norton Taylor, and there's more discussion on this in our Guardian Weekly podcast.